Oh, yes, sir.
I've been thinking about this proposition, and the more I think about it is that and you and I about to work on this together. We've got to tout Henry off the Hanoi thing. If they want to break, they can break, but we cannot have him go to Hanoi.
That's my view.
That will have a devastating effect, not only in South Vietnamese, but a devastating effect here at home.
I think so.
And Henry's, and we just say, all right, I'm sorry, he can't go. We'll go right after the election. He can't go now.
If it's a winner and we've got an agreement, it's fine.
No, but we're not going to go to Hanoi hat in hand.
No.
The second point is, would you call McGregor and tell him to take a very hard line? I noticed that the Star has something that I ordered. It turned down to the bombing and the rest, which I didn't like. But, you know, it was inevitable it came out. But he's to take a hard line with regard to, I already told him, no coalition government. And the only reason we're doing this is because negotiations are in progress. But you see what I mean is, right now, take a tough line, not a soft line.
Absolutely.
Whatever you do that,
absolutely.
Fine. But when Henry gets back, and we'll talk in the morning, in the coolness of the morning, but there's no Hanoi trip under any circumstances, Al. It can't be done.
Well, I think
it's
peculiar. He had a luncheon today with his son of a bitch, and we got a proposal.
Mr. Brennan, yeah, sure. They say, well, if he'd go to Hanoi. That just plays right into their hands. Now, Henry's just panting to go to Hanoi. He's not going to go. And I'm going to have to tell him and break him on it, because he must not go. That could be very devastating to us at home.
That's right.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, sir.